Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Welcome to the Breathing Edge podcast.
Yes, welcome back.
Today we're going to talk about using the breath to navigate and shift your personal energy. Now, what we mean by that is, say for instance, when you're feeling anxious and you need to calm down, it's how to use your breath to shift the energy from feeling anxious to calm.
Yeah, so we got the question. So the podcast has been out there now and we got the question back of, great, we've talked about how to take your breathing from, say, automatic into manual and how to use it. But then we got, but where do I start?
Now what?
Yeah, where do I start? What's it? And you know, like my immediate answer to that, which is not always, I guess, taken well, is that you're already doing it, you know? But so we thought about this and what we thought that we would do is we thought that we would really break it down into something that's easy to navigate. So we created a video series. The videos are no more than sort of 5 to 6 minutes long.
Yep.
And we talk about how your energy body is like a UFO and you get the controls.
Or a shuttle or an airplane.
Or a vehicle of some kind. And so you get the controls and there's, you know, we start out with there being two levers, one to take your energy up and one to take your energy down. And those levers are your inhale and your exhale. So one energizes and one relaxes. So they're your up and down levers. Then we took it to basic breathing patterns, something easy that you can visualize that you can then breathe in rhythm with that pattern. And so we use the basic patterns of a circle, square, and triangle in that series. And that pretty much covers the three basic mechanical aspects of breathing, which are breathing in, breathing out, and pausing or holding your breath. So they're contained in those. So we've broken it down into some really easy to follow steps. And then following, once you've got the basics down of those patterns, then we introduce what we call shift patterns. And the shift patterns are cycling between, say, energizing and relaxing. So you go energizing, relaxing, energizing. And that shifts the energy really fast. It's a really great physical shift. You'll actually feel yourself shifting from if you're feeling, you know, a little bit depressed, a little bit down, and you do the shift energy pattern for energize, then it's going to physically take you up because you're focusing on exhales, you're focusing on energizing type of patterns of breathing.
And it's really easy to remember. Three shapes, 3 minutes. That's it.
You heard us talk about the power of three before. And so this is something that for us was a little bit of a light bulb moment when we started doing most things in our business. Where I first started using that principle of the power of three was just in general goal setting. I would only just pick three things for the week, three things for the day, and they would be my focus, so the power of three. So now we've introduced it into the basics of breathing.
Yeah, so in each one of these videos, like Shane says, between 5 and 6 minutes, but within that is a three-minute breathing exercise. So each video, each of the 7 videos will have 3 minutes that you can breathe with, and it's really meant to have you just play with your breath, find out a little bit more about where you're stuck in your breathing and where you can free yourself up a little bit more.
These are also fundamentals, like they're the base foundation of your breathing. We've looked at it from the mechanical aspect of your breathing, and so that even if you've had a breathing practice or you've never had one, most of the people probably listening to the podcast here maybe have never had a breathing practice before, this is definitely the place that you can get started, and it's simple, and it's and I can tell you right now, it's going to shift some energy for you.
And even if you have been having, even if you have had a breath practice for a while, it's really great to go back and understand a little bit more about the different base foundations and fundamentals of your breath and how to maximize what you're already doing, like what Shane says. Oh, and it's free. So we've made these videos available for free. So it's really easy for you to just have a play and get started.
Yeah. So, just so that you guys have got a little bit more context to this, the levers, when we say levers up and down and we talk about inhale versus energy, or inhale equals energy, exhale equals relaxation, what we're really saying there is that your inhale is connected to the central nervous system and upregulates the nervous system, so it puts you into sympathetic or fight or flight, and then the exhale downregulates and parasympathetic and puts you into rest and digest. They're two very basic functions, so that's why we use the up and down lever. So it's got a physiological effect. And the patterns, the triangle pattern is actually your natural breathing pattern. So it puts the count or the rhythm that we use for the triangle pattern, the five in, five out, is also known as heart coherence breathing. It has this beautiful way with this count and this triangular pattern of putting you into a really zened out sort of meditative state. The heart gets in coherence and resonates with all the other organs in the body.
Yeah, Dr. David O'Hara has a whole study around this. We'll put that into the show notes, link it to getting some more information about that. It's really brilliant and has been a key element for me.
And then we move to the circular pattern. Now, the circular pattern is a powerful pattern. As soon as you shift from, for example, your normal state breathing being a triangle, as soon as you shift to another pattern, to a circle, for example, it's shifting your energy and your state as well. So the circular pattern is one that uses an active inhale, passive exhale, and that's a cycling of opposites. If you get my meaning on there, you're going from active to relax, active to relax, active, relax, back and forward in doing that forms a rhythmic movement that actually starts to shift your energy. And then finally, we have the square or the box breathing, which is containing your energy or controlling every part of the inhale. The box, if you imagine a square, you're going to breathe up one side, you're going to hold at the top, you're going to breathe down the other side and hold at the bottom. So you're containing the energy. But we go through in detail quick five on on what they are in the videos. And then you get into a practice.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing about understanding the basics of the shapes and understanding the basics of the levers is that in more advanced series that we're going to be releasing in future, when you can match the levels of relaxation and energizing together, there's a little bit of a magic formula that happens, a little bit of a transformative process. So we'll get into that in other episodes.
Yeah. And the last thing that I want to add before we wrap this up is that, like any practice, if you've ever had a martial arts practice or you've practiced sport or any of these, the fundamentals, the very basic nature, the mechanical aspects that we've just described are so important and so powerful on their own that what we would recommend people do is we've set 3 minutes for each of these sessions, but you can push these out to a 6 minute, 12 minute, 20 minute. You know, you can do circular breathing for 6, 10, 12 or 20 minutes. Same with the other patterns, and they all have some power in them.
Yeah, you'll find out if you do. Just do it and have a play. Breathe it in and just have fun.
Yeah, remember, it's not in the words, it's in practice.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Breathing Edge podcast with us. For show notes and other resources, please visit breathingedgepodcast.com. While you're there, you can subscribe for future episodes so you can continue your own journey towards peak performance. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Breathing Edge is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network. Disclaimer. The only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.